KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, an environmental assistant, and an administrative assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. The Aleutians Eastboro School District will be having a regular meeting on Tuesday, April 22nd at 6:30 p.m. here in Sandpoint at the Borough Building. You can also tune into that live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. For an oyster, gender is more than a matter of genetics. It's also about the environment. Water temperature, salinity, pollution, and other factors determine whether an oyster will be male or female. And a recent study added something new to the list, acidity. The oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb carbon dioxide from the air. Over the past couple of centuries, they've taken up about a third of all the CO2 added to the atmosphere through the burning of fossil fuels. Today, the concentration of CO2 in the oceans is at its highest in 800,000 years. By the end of the century, it could be at its highest in 20 million years. The more acidic waters make it harder for oysters and other creatures to make their shells, and researchers looked at the impact on the sex of oysters. They gathered oysters from the wild and from hatcheries, both in China, and put them in tanks with different levels of acidity. The oysters in the more acidic water spawned about 3 times more females than males. The scientists then placed the new generation in 2 locations in the wild with different levels of acidity. Both groups spawned more females than males, but the ratio was higher in the more acidic waters. Researchers conducted lab studies to understand how this happens. They found that the higher acidity turned on female-producing genes and turned off the male-producing genes. So oysters face one more threat from the world's changing oceans. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is on the web at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A rumor that agents from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency have been active in Sitka recently is based partly on the heightened presence of law enforcement officers in town for other training and partially on actual ICE activity in Sitka last month. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
KCAW has learned that ICE did arrest and detain at least one person in Sitka last month. In a March 19th post on social media, Chief Patrol Officer Rosario Pete Vasquez wrote that Bellingham agents assigned to Alaska assisted ICE in arresting Cipriano Guerrero in Sitka. The post said that Guerrero, a Mexican citizen, was being held for removal to Mexico. According to ICE's public database, he's being held at a detention center in Tacoma. It's still unclear if ICE has had any presence in Sitka since that March arrest, although ICE posted information about an arrest made in Kodiak on April 14th. KCAW reached out to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for comment. David Yost is a public affairs officer for their Seattle field office. Yost would neither confirm nor deny whether immigration enforcement officers were active in Sitka since their March arrest. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy may have upset China with a flight to Taiwan last month to pitch business and government leaders on Alaska's state-sponsored liquefied natural gas export project. The Northern Journal reports that, the same day Dunleavy and other Alaska officials arrived on the unannounced trip, his office received an email from China's vice consul in San Francisco. The consulate was aware that Dunleavy was leading a trip to Taiwan, and Chinese government officials wanted a meeting with his chief of staff. Dunleavy had stepped into a simmering geopolitical conflict, an issue that China's government describes as the most important and sensitive in its relationship with the U.S. China claims Taiwan as its own territory and regularly conducts military drills nearby, including some that have simulated blockades and involved firing missiles over the island. The U.S. doesn't officially recognize Taiwan's independence, but it's a longtime ally, sells arms to the government, and has committed in legislation to support the island's defense. The Chinese government said in a written statement that Dunleavy's trip, quote, sends a very wrong signal to the Taiwan independent separatist forces, end quote. And it urged the governor to, quote, correct such mistakes and avoid their reoccurrence. In an interview with the Northern Journal, Dunleavy said, quote, I don't allow myself to get pushed around by too many entities or people, end quote. Dunleavy's trip to Taiwan last month came amid a new push by his administration to recruit investment in the $44 billion LNG development. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Think or Swim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. Short-term tenants on land designated for Sitka's new public boatyard are going to have to vacate by the end of the summer as the facility begins to haul and block boats. But officials are still shaping a long-term vision for the site, with the deadline for opening just 6 weeks away. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Board members of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park agreed at their most recent meeting to give short-term tenants until September 30th to move out, in order to bring in long-term leaseholders involved in the marine services industry. The largest tract available to support the boatyard, Lot 15, is currently in use as storage, most of it unrelated to boats or fishing. The board anticipates more substantial investment, however, as the community's long-awaited boat haulout enters service next month. Linda Benkin, director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association, said thoughtful development of Lot 15 and surrounding property would give locals a stake in the yard in the event things fell through with Kodiak-based Highmark Marine, which last month won the bid to operate Sitka's new haulout.
If we get to the point when this contract is over with Highmark, or they decide to pull out, or it gets pulled back for some reason, that we really have all the options on the table, a full understanding of what revenue can be generated from the yard, what the costs are, and what it might look like to have a different operating model out there.
Park Director Gary White agreed that it was time to focus on priorities as the budget for phase one construction of the haulout is almost spent.
I think there's higher and better uses instead of finishing out all of phase one. Like, do we really need the deck over here shown in front of the boat in the haulout? That's a pretty spendy thing. Do we really need an on-off float thing? Would we be better to take, instead of investing in that, invest in electricity, invest in getting able to get over to Lot 15 and start opening that up?
He encouraged the board to have a work session with the public to iron out some of the details that will make the new haulout functional in the near term and poised for growth in the future. Local boatwright Mike Nurko actively opposed Highmark's proposal to run the haulout. Now that they've won, however, Nurko said there were no hard feelings. He did want to know, A, where the bathrooms would be located, and B, where companies like his could become established and offset the competitive advantage that he believed had been given to Highmark.
To level the playing field for the vendors, I think the deck is stacked towards Highmark already. You know, I would like to see where the vendor space can be, and I would really like to see that move forward, because that's the lifeblood of the yard. It's very important to get the vendors out there with a wide array of services.
The park board supported the idea of long-term leases, comparable in length to bank loans, which could generate the type of investment they were looking for. The lengthy discussions that have led to this point inspired Chris Hansen, a machinist, to organize local interests into a marine trades association.
This whole process taught me that, you know, if you don't have a seat at the table at the beginning, you're not going to get one midterm. So I think what we need to do is just advocate for the trades as a group, as a whole, from the mouthpiece of the trades, or have a mouthpiece for the trades themselves. Not an antagonistic thing, and it's just a way for their needs to be met.
The new travel lift for the haul out, the $1.4 million vehicle that lifts boats out of the water and sets them down in the yard, is en route to Sitka, but unassembled. The haul out is scheduled to be operational by May 30th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, we have a little Morgan Wallen right now with I Had Some Help. And we have him again with Last Night. And then Luke Combs, Going, Gone. I'll give you one more. No, that'll be enough. Three's enough.
Something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. kiss your lips. Make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. Break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way, it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed it and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way.
Yeah, Going, Going, Gone by Luke Combs. Now we'll do a Going, Gone, a little answer to that by Kathy Mattea. Then Ellie King with Under the Influence. After that, Bucky Covington with A Father's Love.
It's light, but I had no one to return to as I wandered through the night. From the first time that I saw you standing silent shore, I knew my search was over, and I would look for love no more. Deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking. Ship is coming in. Oh, deep in the waters of love, I am falling, sinking like a stone. Deep in my heart, I can feel a calling. Shaky hands.
guess I thought he didn't give a damn. Hard to read, hard to please, and yet that was my old man. On the day I left for college, it was nothing new. We never had that heart to heart. He had too much to do. He checked the air in my tires, the belts and all the spark plug wires. Said, when the hell's the last time you had this oil changed? And as I pulled out the drive, he said, be sure and call your mom sometime. And I didn't hear it then, but I hear it now. He was saying, I love you the only way he knew how. A 120,000 miles, 6 years down the road, a brand new life and a brand new wife. We just bought our first home. When he finally came to visit, I thought he'd be so proud. He never said he liked the place. He just got his tool belt out and put new locks on the doors. Went back and forth to the hardware store. Said, come and hold this flashlight as he crawled beneath the sand. These old wires ain't up to code, and that circuit box is gonna overload. And I didn't hear it then, but I hear it now. He was saying, I love you the only way he knew how. Last Sunday we all gathered for his 65th birthday, and I knew he'd stiffen up, but I hugged him anyway. When it was finally time to say goodbye, I knew what was next. Just like he always does, right before we left. He checked the air in my tires, the belts and all the spark plug wires. Said, when the hell's the last time you had this oil changed? And as I pulled out the drive, he said, be sure and call your mom sometime. And I didn't hear it then, but I hear it now. He was saying, I love you. He was saying, I love you the only way he knew how.
And next to grace the stage, we have Sarah Evans with Love You With All My Heart, then the Oak Ridge Boys with Mama's Table, and one more here, the Notorious Cherry Bombs with It's Hard to Kiss the Lips at Night.
I can feel you watching. I can feel your eyes on me. I can hear you whisper, and I just get so weak. But I'm a little bit scared. It's been a long time since I let my guard down and let someone inside. You don't need to wonder, 'cause tonight you'll get it all.
Talk and joke fine. Us kids learn wrong from right at mama's table. With just some hickory wood and screws, it's where my daddy read the news. You didn't put your dirty shoes on mama's table. Was the center of the best times I remember. Sometimes the only thing that brought us all together. Grandma passed it down when I was in the cradle. It's in my kitchen now, but it's still my mama's table. It's where my brother and I played games. I just knew he'd gone insane the day he caught his name in mama's table.
And when we got down on our luck, it seemed like it held us up.
You could always feel the love in mama's table. Was the center of the best times I remember. Sometimes the only thing that brought us all together. Grandma passed it down when I was in the cradle. It's in my kitchen now, still my mama's table. It's got some faded spots and cracks and a couple of burns from candle wax.
There's a memory in each scratch on Mama's table.
It's time for a trade-in then. But until then, we have Harters with Jenny, and then Steel Magnolia with Last Night Again, and after that, another one by Luke Combs with Beautiful Crazy.
Thank you.
in and out of trouble with the law. Still something in his eyes looked like where she wanted to be, and he had never seen something so beautiful. Jenny's daddy wore a sheriff's badge, and one night Jack asked him for her hand. You're crazy, boy, if you think you're that man, Jack said.
Like it's all alright. Boy, if you only knew the things I've been.
wish you were talking way right over here.
What's it called?
It's called Beautiful Crazy.
Check one, two, check one.
Shall we run with a song?
What do you think, Luke?
Yeah, I think we're ready. Let's give the people what they want. This is the song they want. Scott, you're gonna see me master the selfie during this.
Here we go, boys.
Her day starts with a coffee and ends with a wine. Takes forever getting ready, so she's never on time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kinda scares me the way that she drives me wild. And she drives me wild. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me the way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She makes plans for the weekend, can't wait to go out, till she changes her mind, says let's stay on the couch and watch TV. And she falls asleep. Beautiful, crazy, she can't help but amaze me the way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. She's unpredictable, unforgettable. It's unusual, unbelievable. How I'm such a fool, yeah, I'm such a fool for her. Beautiful, crazy, can't help but amaze me the way that she dances, ain't afraid to take chances, and wears her heart on her sleeve. Yeah, she's crazy, she's crazy, she's crazy, but her crazy's beautiful to me. Crazy's beautiful to me. Love that.
Amazing.
Cool. Thanks.
That was pretty dang solid. That's all right. Around.
Woman has gone. Oh, I've got the blues, 'cause my woman has left. She took all of my hard earned money. Yeah. She left with someone else. Listen. Wrecked my brand new car. She even pawned my diamond ring. Oh, she wrecked my brand new car. She pawned my diamond ring. She pulled the salt out of the shade. She didn't even leave me with a dollar. Cold-hearted woman.
to you in any shape or form. It can come to you in the shape of a woman, just like the one that left me alone. And I've got the blues, and I'm ashamed to say I've been trying to shake them each and every day. I've got the blues, 'cause my woman has left. Oh, she took all of my money. The little girl left with someone. She even pawned my diamond ring.